Hey everyone, I'm back on my podcast that talks about almost anything. Today I want to talk about a famous blues musician who's been in the game for quite a while, and that is the man B.B. King. According to the Rolling Stone magazine, he is ranked third in the top 100 greatest guitarists of all time, so he's kind of a big deal. His top song, The Thrill Is Gone, has over 50 million views. And what us modern day people must understand is that blues does not get the recognition it deserves. And B.B. King's music shows how he is open about his feelings and love. Everyone should be heard, and everyone should be listened to. And as B.B. King's audience, we are the listeners. Let's start with the basics. B.B. King grew up on a plantation in Bear Clare, Mississippi. As you can imagine, growing up on a plantation would not be the most entertaining for a child. Plantations had few people, lots of land, and were far away from cities. I got to read B.B. King's autobiography, and it really makes you feel for this guy. His parents were separated, his mother died, and he had barely anyone to go to besides his grandma, who he lived with at the time. He writes, "I felt too wounded from Mama's death to get closer to other kids." He was afraid to talk to anyone because he had a bad stutter when he was younger. He was an introvert, and he writes, "Maybe that's why I became a loner, someone who loves privacy and doesn't reveal himself too easily." See, B.B. King is not a loud guy, and he's not confrontational. If he's hurt, he's just gonna take it and move on. All this helps me see why B.B. King has the blues. He's got all this negative energy balled up in his head, and the blues is how he releases it. If I lived like this, I'd have the blues too, and I'd probably be in some big trouble.
Bruh.
So what made B.B. King pursue his music career? Well, it all started with inspiration from his surroundings. B.B. King was raised in a religious household, and his mother started making him sing along with the spiritual music at church, and it was something he continued doing even after his mother's death. He says that singing kept us close together, and regardless of his words, what about his guitar skills? Growing up, he listened to blues guitarists Lonnie Johnson, T-Bone Walker, Django Reinhardt, and Charlie Christian, and he learned how to play it at the age of 12. B.B. King became a great guitar player by constantly practicing, and it became his way to vent. He wrote, "If I was feeling lonely, I'd pick up the guitar. I felt like talking, pick up the guitar. If something's bugging me, just grab the guitar and play out the anger." Blues is everywhere for B.B. King. Let's get into the career of B.B. King, and I'm gonna make it short and clear. B.B. King had to work his way up, and it started his career playing at small functions, like bars. Crazy story, but one time he was performing at a bar, and a fight broke out causing things to break and spill. One of those things being a tub of kerosene, which is a very flammable substance. One thing led to another, and the whole bar caught on fire, and everyone ran. B.B. didn't think twice about escaping, but once he got outside, he realized he left his guitar inside. He instantly ran back in. The beams were falling near him, and he grabbed his guitar and ran back out. I mean, pretty crazy. The guy was really close to death. But these jobs weren't enough to sustain his lifestyle, so he joined the army. One of the reasons he joined the army was to gain more respect from his peers. In his writing, he explained that he was taught a black person gets more respect than a black civilian. B.B. King doesn't want to hate others, and he doesn't want anyone to hate him. He says being a bluesman carried a stigma, both from blacks and whites. A bluesman is supposed to be some guy slouched on a stool, a cigarette hanging from his lip, his cap falling off his head, his overalls ripped and smelly, a jug of corn liquor by his side. B.B. King did not want that stigma. He avoided drugs and alcohol all during his career. The good thing about blues is that there was no racial preset for the blues audience, and B.B. King played for black and white audiences around the world. The blues broke that boundary so that race did not matter. Now I feel like you guys have a feel for B.B. King, so let's listen and analyze some of his music. I'm gonna start with the 3 o'clock blues. It really gives you a feel for B.B. King's love life and his loneliness. In the song, he cries,
"And my baby, she can't be found."
B.B. King has always struggled with love, all of his life, and in his writing, he says he always put lust before love, and it was a problem for him. He would search for a woman depending on his lust, not his likeliness to a female. When he loses someone he loves, he sings, "Goodbye, everybody. I believe this is the end. Forgive me my sins. When he lost someone he loved, he thought it was the end because it was so hard for him to get there in the first place. The song features long, dragged out sounds, high notes, a slow pace that matches the lyrics, and BB's voice begging for help. The song does a great job making the listener feel sympathetic for the bluesman. This might sound crazy, but BB King's lyrics are similar to Lil Uzi Vert's lyrics. Now I know, these two, they're completely different, and they're from two different genres, but besides Uzi rapping about drugs, money, and violence, they sing about the same things. Many of Uzi's songs are sad when you take a close listen. He raps about his depression and the lack of love in his life. The two songs I'm gonna compare are The Thrill Is Gone by BB King and The Way of Life Goes by Lil Uzi Vert. The Thrill Is Gone is about the love that BB and his old partner had for each other. He sings things like,
oh no, I'm still living, but so lonely.
After listening to this song, it's clear BB misses his ex. Instrumentally and lyrically, this is my favorite song from BB King. It's very catchy, sad, slow pace, and it uses different sounds. The Way Life Goes is also one of my favorite songs by Uzi. He means the same things, but he takes a different approach. He sings,
but I like that girl so much, I wish I never met her.
Hello. I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it.
Yeah.
You'll find another life to live.
Yeah.
I swear that you'll get over it.
The truth is, Uzi misses his ex. He releases the pain with new girls and expensive things. Uzi uses a beat unlike any I've heard of, and my favorite part about his music is the uniqueness. Critiques may not like that comparison, but both songs are great. The music builds off other music, and you can see where the blues kicks in for Uzi. BB's music reminds me of a poem I had read earlier this year. It's called Worn Out by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. The poem shows the speaker's struggle to find happiness, which all blues artists can relate to. The speaker feels like their life is like ash because nothing else remains of the fire that made their life happy. Quote, I used to at first hope, but hope is past and gone. It's like BB King's love life, and he exaggerates how he has no hope and everything is over, like in his song The 3 O'Clock Blues. The bottom line is that BB King, Lil Uzi Vert, Paul Lawrence Dunbar all have different ways of releasing their pain, and we can recognize it in their great work. Well, that's all I have for today. Hopefully you guys got to know BB King a little better and got to like him and Uzi's music. Take care, everyone. See y'all in the next episode of Bennett Talks.